Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys know, this is the last week of 2020. We are doing the last episode, podcast episode of 2020 right now. And as I'm reflecting on this year, I just wanted to start off by thanking you guys so much for always listening to and tuning into the Christian Bay Podcast and your emails, your feedback, you sharing it on your Instagram story, tagging me, DMing me, letting me know your testimonies. I just want you guys to know that I appreciate you guys so much for being on this journey with me and for trusting me to speak life into you and to be a vessel used by God. I appreciate you guys so much, and I can't wait to see what God has in store for 2021. Speaking of 2021, I wanted to share with you guys first some things that you can look forward to in 2021. Starting January 1st, 2021, I will be accepting new clients for spiritual advising or prophetic mentoring. So what that means is if you have questions about your journey, if you don't know how to start a relationship with God, if you don't know how to pray, where to begin, if you don't know your purpose, what is God calling you to do? What is God saying to you or trying to show you in this season? I will be there with you as your spiritual coach, your spiritual advisor, spiritual accountability, and whatever you need to get closer to what God has called you to. So I will be accepting new clients starting January 1st. And that information will be in my bio and as well on my website. So you can click the link in my bio at @thechristianbay_ on Instagram or on my TikTok, The Christian Bay, or simply go to thechristianbay.com and you can book your first call and we can begin 2021, start it off right. 2021, we can walk in God's vision for your life opposed to what you think you should be doing, okay? So if anything 2020 has taught us, it's that our plans and the way that we think the year is going to go is usually completely different from how God is saying the year is going to go. So make sure that you're ready, not ready based on your opinion and your perspective, but ready in the spiritual realm and aligned with the will and the plan of God. Which transitions us perfectly into today's episode. As you can see from the title, today we're going to be talking about 2020, a year with no vision. So grab your journals. We're coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. So yesterday morning during my quiet time while I was preparing for this podcast, God said to me that 2020 was the year of no vision. Remember, everyone talked about entering this year of perfect vision, 2020 vision. I already know how it's going to go. I already know how it's going to be planned out. And once again, God made a fool of the knowledge of this world and showed that everybody thought this was going to be the year of perfect vision, and he actually made it the year of no vision. We didn't see any of this coming. We didn't know what was coming next. We didn't know how it would look. We never imagined that we would be walking around with masks. We never imagined that people would lose their jobs and lose their businesses and be out of work and have to get on unemployment. These are all things that we did not see coming. So the year of 2020 that we thought was perfect vision, God said, I'm going to show you who's really in control. This is going to be the year of no vision. I know y'all didn't see this coming in. No glasses could have prepared you for this. The year of 2020 was a year of no vision. And when he gave me that word, I said, okay, God, you got that right. None of us saw anything coming and none of us knew that the year would begin or end like this. But what word can I give them to remind them of who you are, even in the midst of having no vision, to remind them of all that you've done, to remind them that your hand was still over our lives, even in the season where we didn't know what was next, even in the seasons that seemed confusing, even in the seasons that seemed like we were going to be down and out. It seemed like our back was against the wall. It seemed like the funds were running low and the food was getting empty. Even in those seasons, you still stood and you never changed. You remained the same. So what verse, what scripture can I give them to tie this all together and show them that a good God can still be a good God in the midst of not having any vision, in the midst of not having any idea of what's happening? You were still good. And what word can help us remember that? What word can show us how to take this lesson and apply it to every year moving forward? And he said, I want you to go to Matthew 17:20, and I want you to talk to them about having faith. So 17:20 says, you don't have enough faith. And this is the NLT translation. It says, Jesus told them, I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. And after God gave me that verse, I have to read verbatim what he said to me. He said, if they can believe that anything is possible with this world, which has been proven in 2020, it's possible for the world to shut down. It's possible to have to wear masks. It's possible to not be able to gather with your family and friends. It's possible to lose your job. It's possible to not know where your next meal is coming from. We learned in 2020 that anything is possible with this world. And God said, why can't you believe that nothing is impossible with me? If anything is possible with the world, then you should also be able to believe that nothing is impossible with me. There's no limits to what I can do. There's no levels to how much I will move things around and shift things in your favor. There's no levels to my love. There's no levels to what I would do to make sure that you're covered. Even in seasons where you can't see how I'm looking out for you, I need you to know that anything is possible with this world. And nothing is impossible with me if you have faith. So I said, okay, God, so how do I tell them how to actively apply this into 2021? Because you've shown yourself, and you didn't have to, but you proved yourself to us in 2020, and you showed us how even when we didn't see it, you were still there. In the year of no vision, you still made your presence known. We still saw the way that you moved in our life. We still saw the way that you covered us. When we couldn't see anything else, we saw you. So how can we apply this faith into 2021 moving forward? And he said, focus on, you could say to this mountain. Because we get so focused on what we can see, but I'm telling you that you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. You don't need to see how it's gonna move when you say it. You don't need to see the underground of it. You don't need to see the dirt coming to power. I said you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. So entering 2021, I don't care about what you see. I'm focusing on what are you saying. And when he said that, a question dropped into my spirit that I also want to ask you guys. What could you say that you've been afraid of saying? What is that crazy idea? What is that business or that thought or that new invention that you think is just too crazy, that you think is just too far off, that you feel like people will look at you crazy if you begin to speak about it, that you feel like you're not good enough to do, that you feel like you're not qualified enough, or you don't have enough degrees, or you don't have enough knowledge in that particular area? What is that thing that's been lingering in the back of your mind, that thing that you've been thinking about doing, but you've been allowing fear to shut you up? God is saying, I want you to say what your faith has deposited into your spirit. Because this is the key to life that we sometimes miss. Faith can only be present in the absence of fear. If you have fear, you don't have faith. They cannot coexist. You can't have faith and be scared at the same time. Fear and faith are not friends. Fear and faith are not cousins. They're actually enemies that keep telling each other, when I see you, it's on sight. When I see you, one of us gonna get buried. It's either me or it's you, but one of us not gonna leave this place. One of us not gonna be here. One of us gotta go. When I see you, it's gonna be a problem. So I want you to think about, and I want you to prepare your mind to figure out in 2021, are you going to be operating in faith and fear? Because you can't take both of them with you. Because in 2020, the year of no vision, we didn't have enough faith. That's what it says in Matthew 17:20. You don't have enough faith. You had some faith. You went through this year and you knew who God was, and you believed, and you kind of had in your heart that he was going to cover you, and you kind of trusted in that. But there were still some seasons where you were kind of fearful. There were still some seasons where you worried about whether that bill would get paid. There were still some seasons where you just wanted to know, Lord, what is next? Because I'm getting kind of anxious. I'm getting kind of nervous. I don't know how I'm going to feed my kids. I don't know if my family is going to be okay. Are you covering their health? You had faith, but there was still some fear there. So it says you don't have enough faith. You was kind of in the 50-50. And what does God say about the lukewarm? I will spit you out. I need you to be all the way in. I need 100% of you. Which side are you going to be on? I need you to pick a side. So in 2020, the year of no vision, we saw where fear got us. Fear got us nowhere, because God carried us throughout this whole year. If you're listening to this podcast, God carried you throughout this whole year. So fear has felt itself, and faith has proven who it is. Faith has proven what it can do. Faith has proven God's power. So God is saying in 2021, I need them to pick a side, because I proved myself and I showed them what faith can do. Faith got you here another day. Faith got you entering another year. Faith got you still standing. Faith got you still breathing. Faith got you still able to eat. Faith got your phone
still on. Faith got you still with a roof over your head. It may not be the perfect condition, but you're still in the condition. You're not in the ground. So faith still did its job. So God said in 2020, you didn't have enough faith. Fear was still present and it was decreasing the faith because they can't coexist. So I showed you who I am. In spite of you having fear, I still allowed your faith to work for you. But in 2021, I ain't having it. In 2021, I need you to pick a side. In 2021, I need you to know that faith can't be present only in the absence of fear. If you have fear, you don't have faith. And another thing that God dropped into my spirit is that he said, I increased your faith in 2020. Now use it in 2021 to fully live like royalty that I created you to be without being discouraged by what you see. Position yourself for royalty. And I made sure I wrote that down because I wanted to say it word for word the exact way that he said it to me. I increased your faith in 2020. Now use it in 2021 to fully live like royalty that I created you to be without being discouraged by what you see. Position yourself for royalty. Now, I know you guys are used to the podcast episode going up on Monday, so y'all probably looking like, okay, this is the second week she did it on Tuesday, but God, he hasn't really been worried about the day that I chose, because last night he was still depositing more of this word into my spirit, which is why I didn't record it yesterday. So last night we took my godson out for his birthday. We took him to Juicy Crab. And when we're on our way to Juicy Crab, we're in Orlando, Florida, and we're on our way leaving Juicy Crab. Actually, my friend was talking about the hotels. And when we're on our way there, we were talking about how nice the restaurants were leading up to Juicy Crab. It's a road called International Drive. And on International Drive, it's kind of like a tourist site. So it has all of the stores, all of the attractions, all of the fancy restaurants. When you come to Orlando, Florida, you have to go on International Drive. And when we drove past the McDonald's on International Drive, it was really fancy. It was like a three-story McDonald's. Then when you drove past Taco Bell, Taco Bell was also three stories. And then Burger King was three stories. And I'm like, these are not five-star restaurants. Like, it's just McDonald's. And it's like three stories with like a whole slide that's coming from the third floor all the way down to the first floor. And I'm just like, why are these McDonald's? I'm thinking to myself, why are these McDonald's and these Burger Kings and these Taco Bells, why are they so fancy? So that was on the way to Juicy Crab. Then when we were leaving Juicy Crab, my friend was talking about the hotel room, and she was saying that hotel isn't even fancy. Why do they charge so much to stay there that night? And I said, it's the location. And right when I said it's the location, God dropped the rest of this word into my spirit. And he said, you have to position yourself differently when I've called you to differently. You have to position yourself for royalty. That may be a regular hotel, but because it's on International Drive, because of its location, they raised their price because they knew who they were around. They knew what they were around. They knew that their location and their position was a position of high class. So I need to raise my standard and raise my price to match that. And then it clicked and made sense. That's why the McDonald's wasn't just a regular McDonald's. It didn't look like any other McDonald's that you've ever seen. It was a three-story McDonald's, and it was a three-story Taco Bell, and it was a three-story Burger King. And why is that? Because they were positioned for royalty. We're not just on any road. We're on International Drive. This is the road to be on. This is the place to be. This is the place for royalty. When you come over here, you have to raise your price. When you come over here, you have to meet the standard that's already set for this area. So they had to upgrade the actual building, and it had to look like something that's never been seen before when it comes to McDonald's. Yes, it's just McDonald's, but in this position, this is a high class McDonald's. In this position, you're gonna pay for it being in a better position because you're called for royalty. And God said in 2021, I want you to position yourself for royalty. I don't care that everybody thinks you're just McDonald's and you're known for just being regular. I need you to be a three-star McDonald's in 2021 because I'm positioning you for royalty. But if I position you for royalty and you act like the old you, or you act like the normal you, then you're going to decrease the value of the area that I've placed you in. You're not going to fit in. They're most likely going to move you out of the position that I've called you to because you're not fitting based on the standard of where I'm calling you to. So in 2021, I need you to position yourself for royalty. And how do you do that? It says you could say. It's based on what you say. Because remember, the hotels didn't have any other paper or any other legal documentation stated that they can raise their price. They say the prices that they give based on who they are and where they are. So where are you going to be in 2021? Are you still going to be operating in fear? Are you still going to be carrying yourself like the old you? Are you still going to be thinking small? Are you still going to be worrying about how this is going to happen and worrying about how that is going to happen? Or are you going to position yourself for the royalty that God has called you to? Because when you position yourself, you also have to carry yourself like that as well. When McDonald's built that building, they couldn't worry about if people were going to say something about their prices being different. I'm in a different location now. I'm a different me. So that means my prices went up. I don't care what they're talking about. I'm positioning myself for royalty. I know where I am. I know who I am. I see that this is what I'm called to. So this is the way that I must present myself if I'm going to stay in this place that God has called me to. God is saying in 2021, I'm calling you to international drive. I'm calling you to be three-story. I'm calling you to next level. I used 2020, the year of no vision, to remove the fear out of your life. Now I need you to make every decision based on faith. Build that new building. Make it three-story. Put it on international drive. Raise the price up. And when people wonder, who are they? It's because of the position that I have. God positioned me for royalty. So that's why my prices are set differently. And it doesn't have to look fancy to you. You don't have to understand it, but just know that you're going to respect it because God positioned me for royalty. 2020 was the year of no vision. In 2021, we reside wherever God guides. Wherever God guides us in 2021, that's where we're going to reside. And it doesn't matter who understands it. And when we reside there, we're not going to water down who we are. We're not going to decrease or downplay on our value in 2021. We're going to reside wherever God guides. And God is saying, I'm taking you to an international drive. And I need you to live on the standard that I've called you to. 2020 was a year of no vision. In 2021, faith is leading us. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, we want to thank you for blessing us with another day. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to do the final episode of the Christian Bay podcast, Christian Bay TV in 2021. Father God, I thank you for using me as your vessel. I thank you for each and every person that's on here listening, Father God. I pray that this word touched them. I pray that this word deposits a seed of faith and gives them the boldness that they need to step into 2021, Father God. In 2021, we will reside wherever you guide us to, Father God. And that's international drive. That's next level. That's three-story energy. That's next level. And that's us standing on that, Father God, without explanation, Father God, but only faith. We trust in who you've created us to be and what you called us to, Father God. So I pray that you give us another portion of boldness, another portion of courageousness, Father God, a double portion of reassurance that what you said is what it will be, Father God. Allow us to leave fear in 2020, Father God, and to boldly walk into a year filled with faith on the next level. I thank you for each and every person listening to this episode. I pray over them and their family as we enter this new year, Father God. I love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Thank you so much for always listening and supporting the Christian Bay TV, the Christian Bay podcast, the Christian Bay brand, the Christian Bay merch. I love you guys so much. If you feel led to sow, the description information will be in the description box. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe if you're on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Share the podcast. Mention me on your story and let me know what was your favorite part of today's podcast. And if you need spiritual advising or prophetic mentoring, go ahead and hit the link in my bio on my Instagram at @thechristianbay_. Is starting on January 1st. If you listen to this episode, you know about it first. So go ahead and secure your spot. I'm only accepting 5 new clients for the month of January. So secure your spot. I cannot wait to dive into the year of 2021 with you, where we're residing, where God guides. A year led by faith. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.